love and light, peace and blessings. I'm reading a chapter out of Soul Ties, Righteous Soul Ties, and Demonically Inspired. Soul Ties, Frank Hammond. Soul Ties. Did I say sending out nothing but love and positive energy? If I didn't, well, I'm saying it now. Sending out nothing but love and positive energy. What is a good, healthy soul tie? Soul ties are formed when two or more people become bonded together. Some soul ties are good, some are evil, some are holy, and some are ungodly. Right? Soul ties through marriage. In marriage, God proposes that a man and a woman be joined, and they shall become one flesh. Ephesians 5:31. They are bounded by love, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Ephesians 5:28. Within marriage, sexual union is an expression of God's approved love. The Bible declares that in marriage, God joins a husband and a wife, and let not man through divorce put asunder what God has joined together. See Matthew 19, verse 6. Soul ties of friendship. Pure and holy soul ties are always based on godly love. Soul ties between a parent and a child. When a child is born, the infant should be bonded to his parents. The parents convey their love to the child in many ways. When a healthy soul tie is formed, it ministers throughout life love and security to that child. The soul tie between parent and child stabilizes a child's personality. But if the soul tie between parent and child is a negative one, gonna be so much trauma. Soul ties between Christians. The soul ties are formed between members of the body of Christ are not only desirable but necessary, for that they enable the body of Christ to mature and fulfill its calling. So let's go to what are demonic soul ties. Well, demonic soul ties are perversions of good and holy. Good soul ties are founded upon love. Demonic soul ties are founded upon lust. And you remember that Satan can't not go beyond his limited rights. He must work within the framework of what he is allowed. When he gets the opportunity, he will pervert that which is pure. So that's why you gotta stay prayed up. There's so many things you have to do in life. Soul ties form through fornication. Those who engage in sex outside of marriage become the one flesh which God proposed solely for a husband and a wife. Through adultery, an evil soul tie is created in lust. And this demonic soul tie destroys the holy union that is based upon mutual love and trust. When love and trust are betrayed through adultery, it is very difficult, often not impossible, to restore the shattered bonds of marital oneness. Through physical attraction and passionate forms of affection outside of marriage, passions are aroused and demonic soul ties are created. The world standard for couples is dating, petting, and marriage. God order is marriage, dating, and petting. Excessive physical touching outside of marriage leads to the fornication of a soul tie, and a lust that accompanies it makes the soul tie unclean, which opens the door for unclean spirits. Perverse soul ties are not limited to those formed between persons of the opposite sex. They are also formed between those of the same sex through sodomy, homosexuals, both gays and lesbians, attempt to remove the stigma of their sin by referring to themselves as lovers, but the word of God declares that their motivation is lust. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of woman burned in their lust one toward another. Romans 1, 26 through 27. Perverse soul ties include those formed between men and animals, because animals have souls, minds, and emotions, and wills, and therefore men can form soul ties with animals. The ultimate expression of sexual perversion is bestiality, lying, carnal with animals. Some soul ties with animals fall short of bestiality and are characterized by forced compassion and an inordinate affection for animals. A soul tie with an animal is a perversion. That's nasty. Soul ties with evil companions. Soul ties with evil companions will ensnare you, and you will find yourself entangled in wickedness. Demonic soul ties in the family, perverted family ties. There are close soul ties within a family, any of what Satan is eager to pervert. The soul tie between parent and child can be healthy and beneficial, except when it continues into adult life of a child. The familiar expression, cutting the apron strings, actually speaks of severing the soul ties between a parent and an adult offspring. When a son or daughter is ready for marriage, the soul tie with the parent must be terminated in order for the soul tie between husband and wife to be formed. When a father gives his daughter in marriage, he severs the soul tie with her in consideration of her husband. Sexual pervertness within family relationships has become alarmingly prevalent. This perversion occurs when there is an incestuous copulation between father and daughter, mother and son, brother and sister, father-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, and other close family ties. Excuse me, let me see water. Cannot pause this thing. Sorry about that. Oh, that's crazy. Normal healthy soul ties are formed between parents and their child leading up to and at birth. When a sensual bonding between parents and child is missed at birth, the child is left with a sense of incompleteness that can leave him restless and searching for love bonding throughout life. And this is the reason that so many who did not bond with their parents in love are targets for Satan use. And they give an example of the or the soul tie of a child between a parent. And then they got soul ties with the dead. My ear is itching. When a family member or close friend dies, the soul tie formed with that person must dissolve. Excuse me. The period of sorrow following the death of a loved one. It is a time of adjustment during which the soul tie is ended. Yet the fond and loving memories remain. Shall remain. That's why it's important to create memories with the people you love. Because one day, you know, they are going to leave this earth. So that's why it's important to take pictures and do a lot of fun things together. So you can have those memories. And it helped the grieving process too. They had this. I got post nasal drip and it's tripping down the back of my throat. Let me finish this part right here. Then I'm going to cut this video, this podcast. Prolonged mourning may indicate that the continuation of the soul tie and the stress of extended grief will create an opportunity for spirits of sorrow, grief, and loneliness to enter. Also, if one attempts to communicate with the deceased loved one, he can easily acquire a familiar spirit. So, you know, prolonged mourning is not really good, they said, because it just creates an opportunity for other spirits such as sorrow, grief, and loneliness, and then it ends up to depression. Goddess idea, again, this is coming from Soul Ties, Righteous Soul Ties, and Demonically Inspired Soul Ties by Frank Hammett.